A new hotspot has emerged in New York. Bam! A restaurant without tables or chairs. Instead, this 55-square-meter restaurant features a wall of coin-operated window boxes full of all sorts of tasty treats, from grilled cheese sandwiches to corn dogs. Tucked in between Japanese restaurants and tattoo parlors, BAM is a modern twist on the popular 20th century automat. David Leong and Nobu Nguyen, the founders of BAM, say that they want a new generation of New Yorkers to experience the historic automat. But BAM is no relic from the past. With hot pink walls, neon signs, and Asian American cuisine, BAM is every bit a new establishment. BAM's contemporary decorations and finger-friendly menu make the restaurant unique, even in a city as colorful as New York.
It's a very novel place. It's much different than the other stores on St. Mark's.
The entrepreneurs place great value on efficiency by shortening the amount of time it takes for customers to purchase a meal.
It's really nice. I mean, you don't have to deal with like waiting in line because you can just go up to the thing. They have a lot of different types of food, so you don't really have to go look at a menu. You can just look at what's out there.
The founders of BAM have ensured that the dishes they sell in the coin-operated compartments will not taste like they come from a vending machine. Leong and Nobu hired Kevin Riley, the executive chef at the Water Club in New York, as their consulting chef. Riley says it was their commitment to use restaurant-quality ingredients that convinced him to join the BAM team. As consumer demands evolve in the 21st century, it is difficult to predict the direction of the restaurant industry. However, BAM's success and the returning popularity of the automat suggest that the fast food industry may need to look to the past in order to remain competitive. For Indonesian TV's Ade Astuti and Nia Sutade, Tony Budney, VOA News.
New York.